Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's the acoustic return there, Ike. Marks and Reese, we're back.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah, can't you just delete it, Jack? You know, like sometimes you get
Doesn't fit the personality of the show.
No, yeah. I mean, come on.
Does not fit the personality of the show. Neither one of us is calm and soothing.
No. Unless you start it right there. This actually isn't bad, but you don't even get a chance because we need to bring it down before that.
Oh, speaking of music, boy, y'all seen White Chocolate last night?
I followed along online.
The GOAT, Marshall Mathers, man. Come on, man.
I didn't see it live. I saw it. I saw people tweeting about it.
Listen, he got a serious dad body right now. He thought I didn't notice it with all that black on. I saw the gut hanging, but he was awesome.
You see how out of breath he was?
Yeah. He hasn't performed in a while. He looked good, though, man.
You liked it. He doesn't have that stupid blonde hair anymore.
Top five. Don't hate.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I was never like a huge fan, but he.
Really?
Nah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's also the. I was already pretty much out of pop culture by that point.
It's also the 15-year anniversary of the College Dropout dropping today.
That Kanye West?
Yeah, that was my reaction to it too. It was like, so,
oh, come
so
on,
why?
That was a great album.
No, I don't care about.
Yeah,
I don't even know what was the number. I don't. Never mind.
But that was my reaction. Yeah. I was like, it's 15-year anniversary of me not giving a damn about Kanye West. Jack thought that was funny. You were in middle school, Jack. I can understand you having a different feel from me. I'm a grown-ass man trying to make money.
Dude, this generation loves Kanye West.
They do. Oh,
yes,
we
like early Kanye West.
Yes.
He's good back in the day.
Of course they do.
Back in the day.
No.
Now he's like, you know, he's washed.
Is that what he is now? I don't even know. I don't even know. All right.
If there's one term that can't go out of style fast enough, it's washed.
Washed up?
Yeah, I want to come in the booth right now and hit you one good time. Yeah, I'm so tired of washed.
Is that what your kids say?
Yes. My son says one more player is washed.
So it means washed up?
Yeah, washed up.
That's all it is?
Yeah.
They just take out the up?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's washed.
Al Horford, he's washed.
Either washed or trash.
So you're watching the game with him, you're like, man, Al
Horford. Oh, he's washed. Yeah, he's washed. Listen, I'm trying to tell him about the XFL. He's like, man, everybody out there is washed.
Everybody's washed.
Like, what are you talking about?
So what's your problem against washed?
First of all, you have to have accomplished something athletically to be calling someone else washed.
Right.
Which I did.
No, you didn't. But see, I would use it for old athletes, not guys that aren't good.
Oh yeah, they use it for not good. Yes.
Yeah, guys that are washed up or past their prime and need to retire.
That's disrespectful enough.
Yeah, exactly. But that actually makes sense.
Right.
Like Ike in Atlanta.
I was not washed up in Atlanta, dog.
No,
I'm just
still
telling
young.
You. I'm telling you, I wasn't washed.
No.
Maybe by week 12 of the second season I was. Yeah, it was probably
You had just given up at that point.
Whatever happened, Ike Reese?
All right, let's hear from Brian Windhorst of ESPN. He's talking today. So here's what.
I never stepped on the field washed, bro. Don't ever try me
He wasn't old enough to be washed up at
okay,
any
my
point.
Final game I probably was washed
all right,
up.
There you
was,
go.
Yeah, I admit that.
So just like Ike, take any of the big insiders in any of the sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you have the NFL guys, we have Lock and Four on a lot.
Adam Schefter.
Like, they don't necessarily come out all the time and have a report that says this is happening. What they do is they talk conversationally, like these are the conversations that are happening around the league, mm-hmm. because they're talking to GMs and texting with GMs because they're trying to find out what people are talking
they
about.
They don't do hot takes.
No, they're not coming out with whatever. They're just being like, all right, you know, this is what's being talked about. So, of course, right now, if I was a GM of another team, I'm wondering, if Embiid doesn't work out, who makes a play for him? Where would he go?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's really interesting to think of a team, like, who has enough capital to actually make a trade to where the Sixers would think about it. So here's Brian Windhorst on ESPN. This is on his podcast, Jack. This is Brian Windhorst on his podcast talking about the whole idea of Embiid moving.
One of the conversations that people are starting to have in the league is, will they move Embiid? What's the price? Where would he go? And I'm not going to get into that, but my point is that people are talking about that. I don't think that they would do that without making an adjustment to the head coach. It's such a radical thing. But the fact that we are in mid-February and the people who work in the league who have to prepare in advance are mulling over Joel Embiid potentially coming to market, whether that's true or not. Josh Harris can come on this podcast and deny it if he wants. The fact that people are talking about it is not good.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, it's not good for the Sixers, he means.
Yeah, no, it's not good for the Sixers at all.
Yeah, it's not good for the Sixers.
No, because they feel like it, and part of me does feel like this, that once it switches for Joel Embiid, it's over, right? And I don't think we're there yet, but I wonder, the longer that they try to make the Ben Simmons thing work with him, and he gets frustrated with it, and he sees Jimmy Butler in Miami or wherever, and his representatives say, hey.
Let me tell you. He is not turning over this franchise. You're going to have to get him out of here. In other words, he's not conceding that this franchise is Ben Simmons' franchise and we're going to play through him and play the way he wants to play and remain here.
So the Sixers would have to force the issue.
Yeah, no, he's going to force it. If he gets a hint, he gets an indication from this organization, listen, Joel, you need to get on board. This is Ben's team. We're going to run up and down the court, going to build a team around Ben. He's going to want out of here.
Well, he'll get traded if that's the case.
Well, yeah.
You know what the problem is? I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to try to keep both of them for another year and maybe try with a new head coach.
Sure they will. But we're talking about Windhorse's comments.
No.
It's conversation in NBA circles. This is just the beginning of it. In this league, you take rumors seriously. You take stuff like this serious. You know why? Because owners don't control this league.
Right.
Coaches don't control this
players
league.
Do.
Players control this league.
No, you're right.
So when a player is upset or he wants to be moved, he's going to be moved. When Andre Iguodala says, I ain't reporting till you trade me, you're going to trade Andre Iguodala.
And he got paid the whole time,
too. When Kawhi Leonard says, I'm not reporting, you may as well trade me, what does San Antonio do? They trade Kawhi
Anthony
Leonard.
Davis, I will only go to the Lakers?
Exactly. This is a players' league, and they control it. So the moment where the Sixers are better realized, this is where the Sixers is tricky for them. Because you could be selling and be low, right? Meaning teams are out there like, oh, yeah, the big fella's unhappy. We can go in here. Let's see if we can steal him.
Oh, I
Let's
I
see if we can steal him. Right? That's what teams are saying. What would it take to get him? Of course, we would love to have him, but do we have enough to go get him? Right? Of course, teams would want to have
Do we
Joel
have
Embiid.
The pieces that we're willing to give up that they will take?
And if you're the Sixers, you want a King's ransom back.
Right.
Because you're going to need enough players around Simmons to make up for Embiid.
But it's if it's tricky, you wait too long, then it becomes to where you got to get what you can get because he wants to leave.
The only way it becomes bad for the Sixers is if Embiid
decides he wants to leave.
And now it becomes something public. Mm-hmm. And now it becomes an Anthony Davis situation. Right? Long as it's behind closed doors, the Sixers can try to fix it, work it out. But if they are having these type of conversations, man, they won't do anything right now, obviously, because they can't. But this summer, and Windhorse is not the only one. Chris Broussard said it.
Yeah,
that the teams, I heard Bobby Marks say it. Like, these guys that are either former GMs that have contacts around the league, this is obviously being talked about, and this summer it could be huge. And I think the Sixers are more locked or in lockstep with Ben Simmons than they are Joel Embiid.
You think so?
Yep.
Mm.
And I think that's a mistake.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't think that was a mistake. I think they're more in lockstep with both and making both of it happen.
If you believe that there is friction between the guys and that there is a structural problem as far as the players being able to complement each other with their game, all you're doing is waiting on the inevitable.
Yep, I agree. No, do it now before you have to do it.
You
have to do it. Let's go to Brian Marlton, New Jersey. Brian, go ahead. How are you?
Good. Ike, man, I feel for you today. Marks is definitely trolling. He's getting some big ones today.
What do you
do? I totally agree with you. Here's the deal. For the Sixers, there's one big problem, and it's the coach. That's it. If they trade any one of these players and they keep Brett Brown, we're going to be sitting back with our thumbs under our butts watching these guys win a championship on another team. This coach has to go. Before we trade either one of them, we have to get a new coach.
I agree with you. Oh, they would do
that
first, yeah.
1 year.
Yeah, but Brian, I even think that's why it needs to be done now.
They would trade the coach. I mean, they would get rid of Brett Brown before they get rid of the players.
Yeah, but I would do it now. You know, and Elton Brand gave a really – how do you describe it? His answer on Friday, he certainly didn't give him a vote of confidence, right, when he was asked about Brett Brown. He didn't go –
Yeah, because he didn't know how that game was going to turn out Friday.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't know how these next two games are going to turn out.
I think they're a potential disaster – away. Like, if it gets ugly again,
I don't know what their schedule is. I look at it.
I don't think they have a tough schedule coming out. Here's Elton Brand on Friday being asked about Brett Brown.
Brett Brown's our coach. I believe in him to lead this team. You know, that's what I'm standing by. And I truly believe that. Like, he's the leader of this team. And it was more of if that decision. It wasn't be an ownership thing is what I was trying to say. That has changed to me.
And he's the coach for the rest of the year.
That decision, I'm not going to play what ifs. Like, he's our coach, and I'm supporting Brett Brown. He's our leader.
What?
Why is it always Howard? It's always Howard.
Howard Erskine.
Yeah, it's always Howard asking the question that we need to hear. Mm-hmm. That tells you all you need to know. Because that's a really easy answer, Ike. That's like, yes, you lie. Even if you fire him, you lie. And you say, like, yes, Brett Brown's our coach for the rest of the season. And then if you fire him, you fire him. No one's going to be like, yeah, but you said that he wasn't going to be your coach. Things change.
Yes.
He wouldn't give him the vote of confidence. That's telling. They're going to start winning some games, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they got another West Coast trip coming up, and I think that's the only tough stretch that they have where they'll play both L.A. teams. You know, they got to go to Sacramento. I don't think that'll be an easy game coming off. Playing both LA teams prior to that game, and then you finish up against Golden State on a Saturday night. You finish up that four-game road trip against Golden State on a Saturday night. Then after that, you got a lot of Eastern Conference teams. You got Toronto still in there. You got Milwaukee again, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they got a decent – the schedule isn't as bad on the back end of this.
They could go on a run if things are right.
Yes.
Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Celebrate the season of love and save at Mark's Jewelers. Now through Valentine's Day, get 15% off your purchase. Check them out online, marks-jewelers.com. Is Joel Embiid and the shushing a problem? And, I mean, I think Joe realized after the game, Ike, that it wasn't the biggest – thing, like, it wasn't the smartest thing to do in the world because he walked some of it back. He said, like, oh, no, that's just me trying to be the best, whatever the explanation was that he lied.
Yeah, I don't think he really wanted to give that answer. I think that's the answer they told him to give.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
And then he followed it up with the – that's when he did I don't
– Can we
don't
hear
care,
it, Jack? I want to hear it.
Where he said he doesn't care if you don't like it or something like that.
Right, he needs the – he's going to be the biggest a-hole that he can be because that'll help him. So here's Joel Embiid after the game.
I mean, I don't care how it looks. You know, I'm just playing basketball and, you know, just getting back to myself. You know, just being a good asshole. Just playing basketball and just trying to dominate. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. The thank you in there was a shot that lets you know that he knows exactly what he's saying. And that second part of that answer is what he really wanted to answer. Not the first part of the answer. The second part of the answer.
Well, I don't give a damn.
Yeah. And I hope for his sake that wasn't one of those in-the-moment reactions to where he's feeling good about his game that night where he scored 28. For his sake, he had better use that same fuel every night and play that same way. Because this fan base will remind him what he said with their reaction. And they won't give him the benefit of the doubt when he's struggling.
And we don't forget.
No. So when you're struggling, like if he were to come out and have a bad game tomorrow night, he's going to get killed.
Yeah, exactly. He set himself up for it. No, but I mean, yeah. I still don't see the
please,
negativity.
Listen, please stop it with the shushing. We get the point. Horford did it Friday. You did it Sunday. We don't need to see that tomorrow night.
Right.
You're shushing your own crowd.
Yeah. If you're at odds with your home crowd and your city, fine. But just don't when you talk to the media, don't give anything extra. Don't be happy.
Yeah, you don't need to do
just
that.
Just play the game. Yes. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah. He just put more pressure on yourself.
Well, and you know what? That's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. When's he at his best? When does Joel Embiid play his
typically
best ball?
When he's having fun.
Is this having fun, or is this putting more pressure on yourself and this making things even more difficult? Because that's what he's doing. He's making things more complicated.
Let me tell you, this thing has the feel of Nelson Aguilar, right?
That's not good.
When Nelson is struggling, like, you get combative Nelson, defensive Nelson.
Bad Nelson
on the
field.
Right, the bad Nelson out there on the field. You get the Nelson who gets accused of having a burner account, and he wants everybody to give him an apology from the media, right? Like, you get these different ranges of emotion with Nelson Aguilar when he's struggling out there on the field.
Oh, my God, the Embiid range of emotions his down and up, down and up, angry, happy, sad.
Yeah.
I can't take the losing. It's wearing on me. You know, big baby,
right.
Defiant,
yeah.
Fighting with the crowd. And to Ben Simmons' credit, all right, the one thing you can say
about
Ben Simmons.
You don't get that out of Ben, I agree.
He is about as
steady as they come. Yeah.
And a lot of that's his personality, which is doesn't have a big personality.
I agree. It works for him. I think it's good. He doesn't try to be someone that he's not. He's very even-keeled, which means – it can be a little frustrating when he doesn't show you that type of emotion you want to see, but then there's also the times he doesn't overreact to certain things. He has this sort of blank look on his face, Ben Simmons.
Yeah, you
does.
Never really know what he's thinking, so, Ben Simmons.
It works for him.
It does work
I'll
for
give him.
Him
credit for that.
But
it works for him.
Who gets killed more in this town, Ben Simmons or Joel?
I got to tell you, man.
Ben Simmons.
You think?
Oh, my
starting
God,
turn,
man.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to
– well, it's turning
it's
on Joe.
Turning now,
it's
yeah.
Turning
Joe
on
has
Joe.
More of a target on his back now, whereas Ben –
because Ben doesn't
really.
Say anything.
Right.
Right. Ben doesn't give you extra stuff.
And he also doesn't shoot.
You see effort. No, but again, like both of them are maddening.
I love that. That's our go-to. Yeah, he still
But you know what? As many times as Jack is good, you'll
but
say it or I say
it
or everybody
says it's it.
It's true.
Yes.
Just shoot the freaking ball.
The national people say the same thing.
Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. Hi, Hassan. How are you?
Good afternoon, fellas.
What's
are
up,
you
Hassan?
Right on time? Not much.
What's up, brother?
Hey, you're a Lakers fan historically, right?
No. Well, I used to be before LeBron went there.
That's what I mean. Like, before –
before
I mean,
LeBron.
Like that, you know, Magic, Kareem. Yep. You grew up a Lakers
BC,
fan.
BC, you're a BL.
Yeah, you're right, yes.
Okay. So growing up a Lakers fan, you saw Magic and Kareem coexist, right? Magic
yep.
didn't take 1,000 jump shots. And what else did you see around him? Shooters, right?
Yep.
Magic always had guards on the court with him. Although he was the primary ball handler.
Different game,
he
too.
He had guards that played defense, right?
Yeah, shooting wasn't as big and prominent as it is right now. They didn't shoot as much
back then.
Yeah, but it was a big man's game.
Better. Like, it was better basketball back then.
But here's the difference, though, Hassan.
It's always been a guards game.
No, but here's the difference.
Two big men.
Here's the difference, though, Hassan. Kareem was already an established player. He had already won a title. He had already won league MVPs. So Magic came in deferring to Kareem. He knew there was a pecking order.
Kareem was a star.
Yeah, there was a pecking order. Hell, Kareem was the MVP, I believe, Magic's rookie year. Magic was the MVP of the finals when Kareem got injured because of what he did in game 6. But there was a pecking order. There was a pecking order, and Magic didn't take over being that the game was going to be played at his pace until Kareem was older and couldn't lead the team anymore.
Right, wasn't good enough.
When it was clear that Magic had to be the driving force, right? The difference with these guys is they're virtually the same age.
Yeah.
So neither,
no one wants to defer to the other.
Neither guy
right.
wants to defer to the other guy.
You'd be much better off even if the guy had the same skill set and couldn't shoot. But Ben was like, if Ben was willing to say, you know what, this is our best chance to win. Mm-hmm. I got to make sure I'm getting Joel his touches and everybody else. But that's not really what he wants to do,
mm-hmm.
right? He wants to do his own little thing.
Well,
because
he also
spin moves.
He doesn't want his game to suffer,
right?
Because we get on him for scoring 8 points, 11 points. So he's like, well, hold on. If I got to set up in the half court offense all the time and I can't get out and run, it becomes harder for me to get my points off.
But that team also fit better.
No, I agree. But see, he can't go to the All-Star game that way.
Right.
Can't go to the All-Star game scoring 12 points a night.
No.
13 points a night. So he has to be more aggressive. And we like aggressive Ben, right? I think we all like aggressive Ben.
I love aggressive Ben.
We like aggressive Ben. Listen, I don't necessarily fault these two guys. I think until they find someone who can come up with a way they can coexist and play off of each other, meaning they got to put parts around them that will still allow them to be at their best. If they can't do that, then eventually you're going to have to move one of them, whether it's this summer, whether it's next year at the trading deadline, whether it's two summers from now. Like, the result is the result, which is we don't have a title, neither star is happy, and we got to get rid of one of them.
All right, coming up, it will play the Embiid sound. He's trying to talk out his way out of the shushing thing, Ike, instead of owning it.
Oh, this is from today.
This is from last night.
Oh, no, we ain't letting him out of it if it's from last night. Nah.
No.
That wasn't convincing.
888-729-9494.
That was not convincing.
Marks and Reese here in Embiid next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, next March, I will embark on the inaugural Eagles Fan Cruise. Now, I want to invite you to join me and some of my fellow alumni. Check out some of these names. Mike Quick, Jeremiah Trotter, Jason Avant, David Akers, Vince Papale, Harold Carmichael, the great Brian Dawkins, and the even greater Merrill Reese. Plus, there'll be at least a few current Eagles players. The trip will offer unparalleled access to Eagles players. Now, I have a special offer just for my WIP listeners. Here's what you got to do. Use promo code Ike and receive even more access to private parties and Hall of Fame induction events for Dalk and Carmichael. Details at PhiladelphiaEaglesCruise.com. Don't forget to use promo code Ike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.